KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a little bit of sunshine peeking through the clouds, 59 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high around 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The deadline for filing nomination papers for the November 6th general election in Cass County has passed. It was 5 o'clock yesterday, the deadline. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman provided a final list of candidates who had submitted their papers for county offices, boards, and commissions. And the following names will appear on the ballot on November 6th here in Cass County. Edna Township Clerk, Travis Erickson. Edna Township Trustee, Kevin Stender and Patrick Erickson. Union Township Clerk, Cheryl Christensen. Union Township Trustee, Daryl Schreier and Richard Hoffman. Ag Extension Council, where there is 5 seats open and 6 candidates. They include incumbents Christy Plagman, Chad Becker, and Todd Whippler, along with Jeb Peck, David York, and Bradley J. Pellet. County Attorney Michael D. Hooper, a Republican. County Recorder, Republican Mary Ward. County Treasurer, Tracy J. Marshall, a Republican. Hospital Board Northeast District, incumbent Julie Pollack. Hospital Board Northwest District, Roger Herring, also an incumbent. Soil and Water Conservation Board, where there's 2 seats open. That includes incumbent Greg Zelmer and John J. Hansen. Board of Supervisors District 2, where there is 1 seat that'll be available. Mark T. O'Brien, a Republican, and Pat McCurdy, who was nominated by petition, will be vying for that seat. And for the Board of Supervisors in Cass County District 3, we have Republican John Hartkoff and, nominated by petition, Dana Halder, who will be vying for that seat. The Montgomery County Auditor's Office Wednesday also released a list of final candidates whose names will appear on the general election ballot in November the 6th. Supervisor District 1, Republican Rudy Kennard. Supervisor District 2, Republican Mike Olson. Supervisor District 4, Republican Mark Peterson. Montgomery County Treasurer, Republican Tara Hughes. Recorder, Republican Carlene Bruning. And Attorney, Republican Drew B. Swanson. For Montgomery County Hospital Trustee, where there's 2 seats, there are 3 candidates, Jill Bergstrom, Kevin Cabbage, and Michelle Pruss. Ag Extension Council, there are 5 seats open there, and the candidates will include Susan Bergren, Scott Bruce, Lori DeKay, and Shelly Erickson Graham, that is, and none have filed for that 5th seat. In County Ag Extension Council in Montgomery County, to fill a vacancy for a 2-year term, no person has filed, so that'll be a write-in. Soil and Water Conservation Board, there are 2 seats, and the candidates are Kirk Baird and Roger Servin. Water and Soil Conservation Board, to fill a 2-year vacancy term, Kent Swanson has put his name in the hat for that. Township clerks in Montgomery County, Lincoln Township, Connie Malott, Garfield Township, Ron Gerlt, West Township, Joseph Jardin, Sherman Township, Joe Good, Red Oak Township, Gordon Arnold, Grant Township, no person has filed for that, so that'll be a write-in. Pilot Grove Township in Montgomery County, Vivian K. Rasmussen is the candidate. Frankfort Township, Greta McCarthy, and Washington Township, there were no candidates that filed, so that also will be a write-in. Now, the Douglas, Scott, and East Township clerk positions in Montgomery County will be filled by the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. The Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Tully reports that Rob Sand, a candidate for Iowa State Auditor, and Denise O'Brien, a candidate for Iowa House District 21, will be appearing together at the Sweet Joy Shop in Atlantic next Wednesday beginning at 4:30 p.m. Tully says that Sand, a former assistant attorney general for the state of Iowa, has spent the past decade fighting corruption, public corruption, and prosecuting a white-collar crime. He uncovered and led the prosecution of the nationwide lottery rigging scheme, and he also investigated and prosecuted fraud related to Iowa's film tax credit program. Denise O'Brien is a lifelong public servant. She currently runs an organic vegetable farm with her husband. And Tully says O'Brien wants to bring her experience within the rural community to the Iowa State House, believing that there is much more the state legislature can do for the agricultural community, as well as for education, health care, the environment, and water quality. And again, the public is invited to participate in that September 5th event at 4:30 p.m. The Guthrie County Fair begins today and continues through Monday in Guthrie Center. There is no admission fee for the fair, which includes numerous events and activities during its run. Carnival rides are free. The grandstand is the site for mutton busting and rodeo Friday beginning at 6:30 p.m. Also, music from the Pork Tornadoes Saturday at 8 p.m. and figure eight racing on Sunday beginning at 7 p.m. In addition, there will be several livestock shows with 4-H and FFA members showing off their animals. The Beef Show is Sunday at 10 a.m. The Guthrie County Fair Parade starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and there's all sorts of entertainment this weekend. There's also a new 100-foot addition to the pen barn added to the fairgrounds last year, which will enable many more cow and calf pens to be available. For more information on the Guthrie County Fair, you can go to www.guthriecountyfair.com. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, an accident in Creston just before 8 a.m. on Wednesday caused $3,000 damage, but there were no injuries. Authorities said a 2014 International Semi driven by 49-year-old Paul Whitty of Ankeny was pulling into a parking lot of an auto parts store when the trailer snagged an overhead power line. The resulting drag caused one power pole owned by Alliant Energy to break, and it partially pulled another pole over. There were no citations issued because the accident occurred on private property. Reminder to nonprofit organizations in Cass and Audubon County that the deadline to apply for funds from either the Cass or Audubon County Community Foundations is this Saturday, September 1st. In Cass County, $32,000 has been allocated for the fall grant cycle. In Audubon County, $44,400 has been allocated. In both counties, the grant dollars are awarded for a single year. The grants are made possible through the generosity of Cass and Audubon County Community Foundation donors for their respective counties. All completed applications will be considered at the October board meeting of the Omaha Foundation, with notifications to selected grant recipients at the end of October. Application procedures and guidelines are available online at omahafoundation.org/SWIowa. You can read more about that under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Officials at the Iowa Insurance Division have charged a woman from Northwest Iowa with felony fraudulent submission and felony theft in the second degree. 27-year-old Ashley Ann Oakley of Sioux City was charged following an investigation by the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau. The charges stem from an investigation that began in April of 2018. It's alleged that Oakley provided false information to her insurance carrier in support of an insurance claim. On July 23rd of this year, a state of Iowa warrant was issued for Oakley's arrest. And on August 27th, Oakley was taken into custody by the Sioux City Police Department and booked into the Woodbury County Jail. Officials say no additional information will be provided at this time. Iowans with information about insurance fraud are encouraged to contact the Iowa Insurance Division's Fraud Bureau. Their number is 515-242-5304. Elsewhere in state news, an 82-year-old Central Iowa woman remains hospitalized nearly 1 week after she was attacked by three men who broke into her home. Story County Sheriff's Captain Barry Thomas says the home invasion happened late on the night of August 23rd in the small town of Kelly.
I can't speak to a lot of specifics about the assault itself as we're in the midst of the investigation. I don't want to do anything to compromise it, but I will say that it was a very brutal assault.
No one has been arrested in the case, but Thomas is confident the charges will be filed soon.
We have some people of interest, suspects that we've been able to develop, and we're just following through with all those so we do the due diligence to make sure we have probable cause to make arrests when the time comes.
Donations to a GoFundMe page set up by the woman's family are getting close to the $6,000 goal. The page says the money will go toward her recovery and pay for a home security system.
This is certainly something that we don't see happen very often in towns the size of Kelly, and so certainly is impactful on those residents that live there.
According to the GoFundMe page, the woman is a longtime Kelly resident and retired Ballard school bus driver. Her family also wrote, while her physical injuries are healing, her emotional scars will take longer. You can find a link to that GoFundMe page under this same story on the KJAN.com news page. And finally, in state news, the National Weather Service in Des Moines reports several rounds of strong to potentially severe thunderstorms may bring heavy rainfall to Iowa this week. The first round of potentially heavy rainfall will likely occur tonight into early tomorrow morning. At this time, the highest rainfall totals are forecast to fall in central to southern Iowa, where upwards of an inch or locally more may fall. The second round of potentially heavy rainfall will likely occur late Friday into Saturday morning. At this time, the highest rainfall totals on that time frame are forecast to fall in northwest to northern Iowa, where upwards of 1 inch or more may fall, especially in stronger thunderstorms. North central and northeastern Iowa has been particularly soaked the past few days, so excessive rainfall in that area may lead to localized flooding and flash flooding. Additional rounds of storms and heavy rainfall are expected into the holiday weekend, so keep it tuned to KJAN for additional weather information. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.